If it's not racism, then what in the hell is it? 833-212-1017. Again, make sure y'all watch the streamers live on YouTube. But David, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What thoughts do you have on today's conversation?
I had an opportunity. First of all, I'm sorry that that happened to you. I had an opportunity to listen to the video. I watched the video on YouTube last night. And, you know, I was just, I wish I could say I was shocked by what you were saying and what you experienced. But I think, you know, we as black people, particularly those that are doing things that are not, quote unquote, stereotypical for black people to do, we have these types of experiences, you know. It takes a lot out of you. And I don't think people understand, you know, how much it's demeaning because, you know, just as a man, for somebody to be that disrespectful to you and not walk away immediately with a consequence is very hard to do.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And, you know, that is what hurts me. And to be honest, talking about walking away, and I'm a very prideful man. I'm going to tell you, I'm not a fighter. But, you know, we all got a little bit of a flame inside of us. I get upset about stuff. And I ain't going to lie to you. There was a moment in time after this happened when I was basically told that they weren't going to do anything about it. And it's one thing to offend me. It's another thing to offend my mama. I'm her baby boy. And to have my mother offended, someone who has literally contributed to this community more than that white boy could ever imagine. 833-212-1017. Kathy, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What are your thoughts on this conversation?
You know, I'm so sorry about that. And I can only say this because I'm not punched in the clock in the county right now. Let me hold myself down. You know, Crowley is running for office. And I'm not being funny. I know them. I know his father. You know, he does electrician work for us. But I'm not being funny. I don't like that story at all. And how you had all this proof. I'm just telling people now, I don't vote for people because they're black. I vote for people who is real and sincere about running things. If you're going to be a governor, how are you going to run things if you're doing this here? I said we should call the county exec's office. Everybody know how to look it up and tell them we want something done. That man needs to at least be suspended or something because that is not fair. He needs to be suspended for a day and looked into or contact Jenna Ray. Okay, but I would go back down there, and we always come out marching. We just need to march because of that. Go right to Kenley Marina on the weekend, and we need to march because that's not fair to anybody. And I would go back down there because you're not doing anything wrong. And then, what's her name? The black chair.
Oh, Denia Ball.
Yeah, and print that off because they can't stop you from going down there. It's like you're the trouble. I would go back down there or get a friend and know how to ride a boat and go back down there. Okay,
I'm gonna go back and get me some gas there for sure because that's where the gas pump is. But I know for damn sure, I better be treated with respect. I can tell you that much. But I appreciate you, Miss Kathy. 833-212-1017 Truth Nation. Josh and Kenosha, what are your thoughts on today's show?
Hey, Kyle. First off, I just want to apologize and express sympathy to you, your family, and your friends for having to go through that. Completely unacceptable. I hope that there's some sort of legal remedy that you can pursue against the county because there is no excuse why that man should still have his job, whether he is seasonal, part-time, full-time, whatever position he is in. As far as the other gentleman that said stuff, I'm not sure if you can do anything against him, but technically speaking, you may have a civil rights case on your hands. And I don't know how much of a fighter you want to go down that route, but I would seriously recommend doing it because you can't let the county get away with this stuff. They are in a position to protect everybody in their county, whether it's a visitor or a resident. And they failed you and your family spectacularly, and that's embarrassing. I mean, Milwaukee has a bad reputation, and this does not help it.
833-212-1017. Did I handle this the wrong way? Did I handle this the right way? Does this outrage y'all as much as it does me? This is Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace. Miss Sandra, what are your thoughts on today's conversation about the racism that persists in Milwaukee County? I know you know a lot about it.
Hi, Kyle. The thing is, now, number one, I think it's dangerous to set the thing on the ground. Because some gas might leak. But remember that Trump is going through all of these things and telling them they can go back to DEI and and making them lose their business. The colleges, they have to pull all this stuff out because they don't have the right to, give black people a chance to get, you know, into the colleges and stuff like that.
Yep.
He did something like that, and he's given them the okay to be for us to be discriminated. And the thing is, when we talk about it, it's proven his point, because we're upset, which I know you should be, but I don't even think you can sue anymore, because he's not even giving people that right anymore. They're not giving them that right to sue.
And you're right, Ms. Sandra. Here's the issue. You're absolutely right. Is that when Donald Trump got elected, it emboldened people to be racist and to be openly racist and to treat people any type of way. That's what it did. And unfortunately, I was victimized by it. And the county tried to turn me into a villain. 833-212-1017. John in Milwaukee, what are your thoughts on this conversation about the racism that persists in Milwaukee County, as they have been sued for discrimination as recent as last year? And the fact that last year I had to deal with the fact that somebody refused to pump my gas, even though he pumped the white person's gas right after mine.
And my thoughts is, man, I'm sorry you had to go through that and stuff. And I was going to vote for him, for Collie, but he lost my vote because, I mean, he was missing an action on that right there. And I think the guy that runs the power system as well,
Guy Smith,
he should be gone too.
I agree.
Yes, sir.
I agree. John,
he needs to be gone. Yep, he needs to be gone. And those two guys that did that to you, they both need to be gone. They should be gone already.
Thank you so much, John. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I appreciate that for the support. And I actually, I think that Guy Smith should definitely not have his job anymore before refusing to talk to me. He literally said, this is verbatim, this is what I was told. He said that he did not want to speak to me about this situation because it would be a dumping ground. That's what he said. 833-212-1017. The white man, what do you know? The white man doesn't want to talk about racism. Ron on the South Side, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
Hey, what's up, Kyle, man? Hey, thanks for taking my call. Listen, you seem a little bit too buttoned up, man, because if my mom and them was there and all that, they would expect me to get off that boat and go and embarrass that guy in front of the other, because the other boater might have took your side if you would just said right out there, hey, how the heck are you fueling this boat, but you refuse my boat? You'd be surprised that there are some people that don't look like you will back you up.
Yeah,
but then, on the other hand, I would have done it, because now you're going to be in the shower talking to yourself, talking about, man, I should have said this and I should have said that.
You
on the radio trying to get advice.
Ron,
trying to get advice.
Ron, who are you talking to? I don't think you understand the regress that we have. You know what sucks is that we as black people have this stereotype around us that we black and we angry and we cause issues. And I feel like far too often a lot of us fall into the thing that we don't want to be portrayed that way, because that's not who we are. But that's messed up. That's messed up that we got to think twice about how we act. Meanwhile, let a team in Philadelphia win a damn championship and they tearing down streets and street lights and signs and everything, hanging off from stuff. It's crazy. 833-212-1017. Miss Nikki, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
Hi, Kyle. And I hate that this situation happened to you, but I am happy that it happened to somebody that got a platform that can magnify it. So if this happened to you, could you imagine how many things that have happened to other people who could not even really express the concern about it, because they probably have been silenced because they don't have the platform? So I'm so happy that you're speaking out about it, and I think you handled it the right way, totally the right way. And it's so unfortunate. And like you said, you know, we're living in a time where folks think it's okay. It is okay, honestly, for them to be openly racist or, you know, to do negative things to people of color without any recourse. So I'm happy that you are talking about it. You're it's on the platform, and let's blast it so everybody knows, you know, what's happening here at the county. And I have another question.
Yes, ma'am.
Right now, the county parks, that was actually underneath David Crowley.
Yeah, David Crowley is
right
the county,
now, right?
David Crowley is in
okay.
charge of the county parks, and he's in charge of hiring and or appointing. I don't know how
right.
it works, but he, everybody works under David Crowley.
Okay, and has anything been said to him? Because he seems like he's a huge supporter, and I know he's on the show. So I don't know what his response may have been.
I did talk to David Crowley, and his response was, "You black, y'all got a vote, or y'all doing it?" And then I said, "Yeah, David," and that's why I want to address with you that there was a racist incident, and then he kind of passed me off to other people. I mean, that's just what happened. I still respect David. But 833-212-1017, Nate in Milwaukee, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
Well, I'm kind of upset for the fact that that happened to you. But with that Crawley guy, he had my vote, just like Mayor Johnson. You just look around the city. They get in these offices. They don't help the black community. I'm not saying they're supposed to only help us, but in your situation, like you say, your family is a very well respected family. And my point is, what I'm trying to say is, like the other lady said, you have a platform. Thank God you do. Because this would have never been out, which I don't go fishing. But what I'm trying to say is, I'm just upset for you, man. That's all I can say.
No, Nate, I appreciate hearing your voice, and I really do appreciate it. And truth.